November Bravo 9 Delta.
November Bravo 9 Delta. Mike 7 Uniform Fox X-Ray returning. James is the handle. Were you after a radio report? You just gave us your call sign and nothing else. Not got much to work on, but yeah, you reached into HubNet, if that was what your goal was, and yeah, you've made contact. Anyway, back over to you.
Okay, I found the HubNet log here. So we got Mike 7, Uniform Foxtrot X-ray. This is November Bravo 9 Delta. Neil in Bedford, New Hampshire, the USA, and yeah, we just connected our all-star node out here and figured we'd try to make a few contacts. How's your evening going, sir? The name here is Neil, November Echo Feeling.
Mike 7, Uniform Fox X-ray returning. I think that was November Bravo 9 Delta. It seems a bit short to me, but I'm not very familiar with call signs from what I assume is the States. You've got an American accent, so maybe that's the norm for over there. So I'm Mike 7, Uniform Fox X-ray, and the M7 stations tend to be fairly foundational on the airwaves, so we've still got a bit of learning to do. Yeah, Neil, you've made it in, and yeah, congratulations on that. Not a problem with making contacts here. It's very late in the day, so it's just gone midnight over here in the United Kingdom. And I'm based in Portsmouth, and I've had a few bevvies, to be honest. I hope you're not running a classroom or anything like that, but it's okay if you are. We'll work around that. So yeah, you've made it in. How is it over there in what I assume is somewhere in America? Do you see? I know you told me your location, it's just gone from my head. It's Portsmouth over this end in the United Kingdom. If you can just come over with your area, that would be fantastic. Over to you, Neil.
Okay, James. Hi, James. M7UFX. I'll try my best to say it in the UK accent. we are in New Hampshire. New Hampshire. In New England. Yeah, in the northeast up here, and currently time is about 7 o'clock p.m. So the evening is just kind of winding down, I suppose. But yeah, it's a kind of prime time here.
Mike 7 Uniform Fox X-ray return. Yes, MB9D Neil from New England, New Hampshire. Yeah, you said it absolutely fine. The accent is perfectly okay. I was just summarising where I think you were from. Like I said, I'm a few beers in, so I'm not always getting all the information through. And it's very late in the day, so I'm going to call it an evening shortly, but I heard you jump in on the HubNet, and I thought it would be rude if I didn't give you at least a QSO. But like I said, it's very late in the evening over here. But yeah, you've made it in, and yeah, it's nice to hear from you, Neil. Anyway, back over to you, my friend. MB, November Bravo 9 Delta. Mike 7 Uniform Fox X-ray returning.
Okay, yeah. Mike 7 Uniform Fox X-ray. This is November Bravo 9 Delta. Yeah, you had asked about the calls here in the U.S., and yeah, we got a 2x1 call, and it's a vanity call. I have the amateur extra is what they call it, which is the highest license class that's available here. And so we can get shorter call letters, which is nice. Makes it a lot easier. And it usually goes by region. Technically, we're in the one region, so my call letters should have been a one. But since it's a vanity call, you can pretty much get what you want. I figured nine was a little different. We don't hear that many nine region call letters here. Back to you, NB90.
Mike 7 Union from Fox X-ray return. Yes, that does clear a few things up. So you get to shorten your call sign the higher up the hierarchy you go, from the sound of it. I don't think we get that privilege in the UK. However, they have changed the system recently, and I haven't really caught up with it. So maybe it's something that will catch on over this side of the pond. as with us amateur radio operators, sometimes we don't go back to the classroom for several years, so I'm probably a little bit behind here. Anyway, Neil, it's been good chatting with you. I'm going to wish you 7-3s, and I'm going to go back to QRT. But I wanted to reply to you because obviously you've made the effort to jump into HubNet from across the pond, and it's been nice chatting with you. I'm just sort of at the end of my evening, and I'm getting ready for close of day, and I'm going to go and sort myself out for bed, I think, in the not too distant future, within the next half an hour, I imagine. But Neil, please try again, and you'll probably get a better QSO with someone else who isn't so sleepy. Anyway, I'll leave you to it. Mike 7 Uniform Fox X-Ray, going QRT, and hand it back over to November Bravo 9 Delta for his final. Over to you, Neil.
Thank you, James. M7 UFX, I most certainly hope you have a good evening and a fun day. I think you said you're operating SOTA or POTA tomorrow. I hope that goes well. And the vanity calls is kind of cool. It used to be free if you wanted to get a vanity call. So people were just changing their call letters like every week or so. You know, everyone, they're just changing their call letters. But the problem that was happening was every time someone changed their call letters, it would reserve it in the system, and it would kind of hold it up. I think they can't reissue them for a couple of years. So it would hold up the call letters and kind of tie up the system, for lack of a better term. And so what they do now is, well, if you want a vanity call, that's fine, but it's $35, you see. So, yeah, we got lucky, and the license, when we got licensed in 2018, it was only $15 to take the exam, and which was simple, like multiple questions and answers, that kind of thing. And but now it's $35 to take the exam, so everything is like more. But yeah, it's totally worth it. And you know what? It's a lot of fun to get out here. And James, thank you for picking it up. And you take care. Maybe we'll try this again. Hopefully sooner than later. Mike 7 Uniform Fox X-ray. This is November Bravo 9 Delta 7-3.
Pipus has yawned and old little mice on the mice organ have went to sleep. Good night, everyone, from MM9 SRU.